Chapter 6, The Law of Attraction, the Most Powerful Law in the Universe. Every thought vibrates, every thought radiates a signal, and every thought attracts a matching signal back. We call that process the Law of Attraction. The Law of Attraction says, that which is like unto itself is drawn. And so, you might see the powerful law of attraction as a sort of universal manager that sees to it that all thoughts that match one another line up. You understand this principle when you turn on your radio and deliberately tune your receiver to match a signal from a broadcasting tower. You do not expect to hear music that's being broadcast on the radio frequency of 101 FM to be received on your tuner when it's set at 98.6 FM. You understand that radio vibrational frequencies must match, and the law of attraction agrees with you. So, as your experience causes you to launch vibrational rockets of desires, you must then find ways of holding yourself consistently in vibrational harmony with those desires in order to receive their manifestation. To what are you giving your attention? Whatever you're giving your attention to causes you to emit a vibration, and the vibrations that you offer equal your asking, which equals your point of attraction. If there's something you desire that you currently do not have, you need only to put your attention upon it, and by the law of attraction, it will come to you. For as you think about this thing or experience that you desire, you offer a vibration, and then, by law, that very thing or experience must come to you. However, if there's something that you desire that you currently do not have, and you put your attention upon your current state of not having it, then law of attraction will continue to match that not having it vibration. So you will continue to not have that which you desire. It is law. How can I know what I'm attracting? The key to bringing something into your experience that you desire is to achieve vibrational harmony with what you desire. And the easiest way for you to achieve vibrational harmony with it is to imagine having it. Pretend that it's already in your experience. Flow your thoughts toward the enjoyment of the experience, and as you practice those thoughts and begin to consistently offer that vibration, you will then be in the place of allowing that into your experience. Now, by paying attention to the way you feel, you can easily know if you're giving your attention to your desire or if you're giving your attention to the absence of your desire. When your thoughts are a vibrational match to your desire, you feel good. Your emotional range would be from contentment to expectation to eagerness to joy. But if you're giving your attention to the lack or absence of your desire, your emotions would range from feelings of pessimism to worry to discouragement to anger to insecurity to depression. And so, as you become consciously aware of your emotions, you will always know how you're doing with the allowing part of your creative process, and you will never again misunderstand why things are turning out the way they are. Your emotions provide a wonderful guidance system for you, and if you'll pay attention to them, you'll be able to guide yourself to anything that you desire. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. By the powerful universal law of attraction, you draw to you the essence of whatever you are predominantly thinking about. So if you're predominantly thinking about the things that you desire, your life experience reflects those things. And in the same way, if you're predominantly thinking about what you do not want, your life experience reflects those things. Whatever you're thinking about is like planning a future event. When you're appreciating, you're planning. When you are worrying, you're planning. Worrying is using your imagination to create something you do not want. Every thought, every idea, every being, everything is vibrational. So when you focus your attention on something, even for a short period of time, the vibration of your being begins to reflect the vibration of that which you're giving your attention to. The more you think about it, the more you vibrate like it. The more you vibrate like it, the more of that which is like it is attracted to you. That trend in attraction will continue to increase until a different vibration is offered by you. And when a different vibration is offered, things that match that vibration are then drawn to you, by you. When you understand the law of attraction, you're never surprised by what occurs in your experience, for you understand that you have invited every bit of it in through your own thought process. Nothing can occur in your life experience without your invitation of it through your thought. Because there are no exceptions to the powerful law of attraction, a thorough understanding of it is easy to achieve. And once you understand that you get what you think about, And equally important, when you are aware of what you're thinking, then you are in the position to exercise absolute control of your own experience. How big are your vibrational differences? Here are some examples. There is a very big vibrational difference in your thoughts of appreciation of your mate and in your thoughts of what you would like to be different about your mate. And your relationship with your mate, without exception, reflects the preponderance of your thoughts. For while you may not have done it consciously, you have literally thought your relationship into being. Your desire for an improved financial condition cannot come to you if you often feel jealous of your neighbor's good fortune, for the vibration of your desire and the vibration of your jealous feelings are different vibrations. An understanding of your vibrational nature will make it possible for you to easily, deliberately create your own reality. And then, in time and with practice, you will discover that all desire that you hold can be easily realized, for there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a summoner of vibrational energy. You are consciousness. You are energy. You are vibration. You are electricity. You are source energy. You are creator. You are on the leading edge of thought. You are the most specific, most active summoner and utilizer of the energy that creates worlds that exist anywhere in this always evolving, eternally becoming universe. You are creative genius expressing here in this leading edge time-space reality for the purpose of taking thought beyond that which it has ever been before. Even though it may seem odd to you at first, it will be helpful for you to begin to accept yourself as a vibrational being, for this is a vibrational universe in which you are living, and the laws that govern this universe are vibrationally based. Once you become consciously at one with the universal laws and gain an understanding of why things respond in the way they do, all mystery and confusion will be replaced by clarity and understanding. Doubt and fear will be replaced with knowledge and confidence. Uncertainty will be replaced with certainty, and joy will return as the basic premise of your experience. When your desires and beliefs are a vibrational match, that which is like unto itself is drawn. So the vibration of your being must match the vibration of your desire in order for your desire to be fully received by you. You cannot desire something, predominantly focus on the absence of it, and then expect to receive it, because the vibrational frequency of its absence and the vibrational frequency of its presence are very different frequencies. Another way of saying that is, your desires and your beliefs must be a vibrational match in order for you to receive that which you desire. Here's a glimpse of the bigger picture. You are here having experiences that cause you, in your divinely specific perspective, to identify, consciously or unconsciously, your personal preferences. Now, as that happens, Source, who hears you and adores you, immediately answers your vibrational electronic request, whether you're able to put conscious verbal words to it or not. So, no matter what you ask for, whether you ask for it with your words or with just a subtle impression of your desire, your request is heard and answered every time, no exceptions. When you ask, it is always given. All that is benefiting from your existence. Because of your exposure to your specific experience, which causes your specific desire to be formulated within you, and because Source hears and answers your request, the universe in which we are all focused expands. What a wonderful thing! Your current time-space reality, your current culture, your current ways of looking at things, all of the things that make up your perspective have evolved over countless generations. In fact, it would not be possible to retrace all the desires, conclusions, and perspectives that have resulted in your unique point of view right here and now. But what we want very much for you to hear is that no matter what has caused your unique point of view to come about, it has come about. You do exist. You are thinking. You are perceiving, you are asking, and you are being answered. And all that is benefiting from your existence and from your point of view. So, your importance is not in question, not to us anyway. We completely understand your immense value. Your worthiness is not in question, not to us anyway. We know that you deserve to have the energy that creates worlds responding to your every desire. And we know that it does, but many of you, for many reasons, hold yourself apart from receiving the very things you're asking for. Rediscover the art of allowing your natural well-being. We want you to rediscover your innate ability to allow the well-being of this universe to flow steadily and unrestricted into your experience. And we call this discipline the art of allowing. It is the art of allowing the well-being, which makes up every particle of that which you are and that which you come from, to continue to flow through you as you continue to be. The art of allowing is the art of no longer resisting the well-being that you deserve, the well-being that is natural, the well-being that is your legacy, your source, and your very being. Now, there are no preliminary courses for you to study in preparation for understanding what is presented here. This book is written so that you can begin to receive value from right where you are. You are ready for this information right now, and this information is ready for you.